Thank you. Good morning. I'd like to switch gears a little bit now and start talking about some psychosocial issues. And I'd like to report some results from a study that we're conducting in Tampa with the University of South Florida and the Moffitt Cancer Center. This study is being supported by the National Cancer Institute, and I'd like to give special thanks to Dr. Anna Giuliano, who is the principal investigator of the parent study under which we're conducting this behavioral study. Just briefly, I wanted to look at some of the issues related to psychosocial issues in HPV. HPV is a pretty complicated and complex virus to study and to explain. So from a cognitive and emotional standpoint and from a health education standpoint, it's a little difficult to work with, and most of you know this is sort of preaching to the choir. It's related to cancer, but not necessarily. It's sexually transmitted. People can get it. They don't necessarily know it. They can pass it on. It can be transient. It can be persistent, so it's somewhat difficult to work with. There have been a number of studies dealing with HPV knowledge, HPV attitudes, emotional responses, and behaviors. The majority of those studies have been in females, although more and more among males. From 2001 to 2005, the University of South Florida was one of five sites to conduct studies of the impact of an HPV-related diagnosis in women. Those five study sites were University of California, Los Angeles, University of Oklahoma, University of South Carolina, USF, and University of Washington, Seattle. Women in that study at our site who had an abnormal Pap test were tested for HPV. If they were positive for HPV, they either participated in in-depth interviews in the first phase of the study or completed a paper and pencil survey in the second phase. Findings from this study have been reported showing a range of emotional responses to an HPV positive test result, including fear, shame, stigma, anxiety, and anger. HPV knowledge in this study was mixed, with higher levels of HPV knowledge after the HPV vaccine safety trials were published and more women had heard about the virus. So what about men? Right now, we are currently conducting a similar study for the National Cancer Institute looking at the cognitive and emotional responses to HPV among participants in a natural history study of HPV in men. In this study, men are tested every 6 months and receive their test results from their previous visit. They are then asked to complete a survey for us, which tells us their responses to hearing these results. I do want to point out that this is a very unique opportunity. I'm going to say that again at the end. Men are not routinely tested for HPV, and so we have this opportunity to find out some of the responses, which is in one sense going to make generalizability a little difficult, but it does give us an opportunity to find out what some of these responses will be. Purpose of the CER study, or the Cognitive and Emotional Response Survey, is to assess the cognitive and emotional responses to an HPV test result in men and to determine how these cognitive and emotional responses influence men's behavior. The study is being utilized with Leventhal's parallel processing model, which I'm going to show you in a minute. And I want to make one additional note. We had originally proposed this study to sort of assess the male response, but really primarily for cervical cancer prevention. So this was really sort of the male part of the female question. As data have now shown HPV's association with not only with genital warts, but also with a number of HPV-related cancers that affect men, really the purpose of this study has expanded quite a bit to us. And so this becomes not simply a study for the purpose of lowering the female burden, but also the male burden as well. This is the model that we've adapted from Leventhal's parallel processing model. In this study, if you look about two-thirds of the way through. We're really looking at two large constructs. One is that long box, and that's the cognitive processes. That's really knowledge of HPV. And that's divided into a number of different subcategories: timeline, the identity, consequences of HPV, the cause of HPV, can it be controlled? And so that long box really represents HPV knowledge. In our study, HPV knowledge is very high among these men. They get repeated messages about HPV, and so we were very surprised about the level of knowledge. The lower box is the emotional process, and that's the other major construct, and that's what I'm going to be reporting on today. And those two representations, okay, one is danger, representation of danger, and representation of threat, are what we want to look at in terms of what their outcomes will be. This is the study design. It's a prospective study. Prospective study that required the development and testing of a survey instrument. We accomplished that early in the study through a pretty extensive iterative process and establishing reliability and validity. Men complete a computer-assisted survey instrument. The items on the instrument come partly from the women's study that we conducted, from the literature, and from pilot testing the study, or the survey. Okay. So these are some of the demographics. We are just this week completing the full cohort, and I just couldn't rush it any faster. I would love to give you 560 responses. I can only give you 551. But I have data today on 551 males. The mean age is 30. There is no difference in the men who tested positive and tested negative. Respondents are primarily white. 380 men responded that way. 92 men identified as Hispanic and 91 as Black or African American. These are comparable demographics to the state of Florida. Three 363 men reported being unmarried and single, which is 66% of the sample. 78 respondents reported being married, and 48 responded that they were living with a partner. Respondents are highly educated compared to the population, due in part to recruiting around a large university. The majority, 63% or 349, reported some college credit or a two-year degree. 93 indicated they had completed a bachelor's degree, and 35 reported that they had finished postgraduate work. We asked participants to report the number of sexual partners they had since their most recent test result. The majority, 301 men, reported just one partner. Less than 10 reported more than four partners, and the range of partners was as low as 0 to as high as 18. This slide has to do with lab results, and this is a bit of a conundrum to us. There are discrepancies between the lab results and individual self-reported HPV test results. A total of 208, or 41%, of the men tested positive for HPV. Out of these, 165, or 79%, accurately reported their test results. However, 23 reported being not sure, and 16 believed that their test result was negative. The discrepancies were slightly smaller for those whose lab results were negative. Of the 302 men with negative test results, 274, or 91%, accurately reported as negative. Only 17 were not sure of their test results, and 10 erroneously believed they had tested positive. Because of this discrepancy, and because people's reactions are based on their perceptions, we chose to separate men on the basis of their self-reported HPV status rather than the actual lab data. So when I say HPV positive men, I am referring to men who self-reported their HPV test results as positive. And these are some of the emotional responses. As anticipated, HPV positive men exhibited more negative emotions regarding their HPV test results than did HPV negative men. These test results, or these negative emotional responses, included feeling scared, angry, shocked, depressed, or guilty. The most common emotion was concern or worry, expressed by 62% of the HPV positive males. Men who self-reported as HPV positive completed additional items assessing their emotions surrounding their most recent test result. These items, partly derived from the women's study, measured the degree to which they felt guilty, unclean, or ashamed. Other items asked if participants felt they were paying for past behaviors, if they were worried that people would judge them, or that disclosing their HPV test result would be risky for them. These items were averaged into a single composite score, which showed strong score reliability with a Cronbach alpha of 0.87. Higher scores on this composite indicated higher negative emotional responses resulting from their most recent HPV test result. On average, the men in the sample reported low to moderate levels of negative emotional responses. According to our theoretical model, negative emotional responses can be explained by an individual's perception that they are susceptible to HPV-related problems, such as genital warts, and the degree to which they perceive these problems to be serious. These constructs, perceived susceptibility and severity, make up perceived threat. In our study, we are interested in what impact a positive test result would have for these men. Therefore, we measured their concern regarding their susceptibility to genital warts and their concerns about transmitting genital warts or an STI to a sexual partner. We also asked them about how serious a threat they thought genital warts would be for them or for their sexual partner. On average, the 185 self-reported HPV positive respondents reported low to moderate concerns about contracting or transmitting genital warts. They had slightly higher perceptions of genital warts being a serious threat to their or their partner's health. Adjusting for educational attainment, multiple regression analysis indicated that men with higher perceived susceptibility or concerns about genital warts and ever having symptoms were positively correlated with negative emotional responses. Conversely, men who reported having a main sex partner were less likely to report negative emotional responses after receiving their test result. As you can see here, we found no association between perceived severity and emotional response. The association between perceived severity and emotional response increased when the item genital warts would be a serious threat to my partner's health was removed. However, this finding was not statistically significant. Future research using a more reliable measure of perceived severity may yield different results. Overall, this model explained 27% of the observed variation in negative emotional responses. So, why are negative emotional responses important? We are interested in assessing men's responses to we are interested in assessing men's responses after completing a psychosocial study of HPV in women. Men's reactions to HPV test results are similar to women's reactions, although qualitative measures may bring greater depth to some issues, such as self-reporting test results and perceived threat of other HPV-related cancers and genital warts. This study has given us a unique opportunity to examine men's roles in HPV-related outcomes. In terms of HPV symptoms as a predictor of negative emotional responses, we found that men who have either had genital warts in the past or have symptoms of them now are more likely to report negative emotional responses. In light of the recent CDC approval of the HPV vaccine for males for genital warts, gaining some understanding of men's emotional response to the perceived threat of genital warts and to HPV-related cancers will be a useful addition to the discussion about the HPV vaccine for males. Thank you.